Farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the Farm Bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter wheat, the May variety, 6.59, up 5 1/4. July, 6.57 3/4, up 3 3/4. Soft May wheat, 6.20 3/4, up 3 1/4, now up 3.5 21. July, 6.25 3/4, up 4 3/4. March corn, 4.31 3/4, up 1 1/4. July, 4.46 3/4, up 1 1/4. January soybeans, 13.44, up 17. July, 13.03 1/2, up 10 1/2. January soybean meal, 4.48, up 5.90. January soybean oil, 39.40, up 7 cents. December live cattle, 132.37 1/2, up 57 1/2. January feeder cattle, 167.05, up 25. February lean hogs, 85.97 1/2, and they are down 40.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Happy holiday to you.
You too, and to all of our loyal, wonderful listeners out there, we wish you the very happiest of holidays and many, many blessings in 2014.
Maybe we even get a blessing yet in 2013 if we look at this corn market. I wonder, looking at the price action this week, Mike, if it has been constructive to suggest possibly, because we've seen this pattern before, the market has a couple of times risen up nicely, if you're a bull, and then given it all away in a session or two. And then it's riding again, and it gave it all away in a session or two. Is this the time that the market might, in the March corn, give us something along 442 that we might think about marketing again?
You know, I think we talked about this Wednesday, and I think you were right on about asking about the 418.5 low, Dave, and whether it could hold. And I really do think it goes back to the weather in Argentina, the GMO corn issue in China, and also the factor of whether the wheat market can get a bottom in place. And I think the most notable thing I've seen since Wednesday's trade and since we talked 2 days ago is that the January ethanol futures has been able to get back all of its gains from last week and start to get back to levels where it was about a week ago. We're back up around $1.92 a gallon in the January ethanol, and I would say the vast majority of the corn rally and the move back up to the 20-day moving average and slightly getting above the 20-day moving average on yesterday's close is probably 85 to 90% corn. The other 5 to 10% is probably no negative reaction to the Federal Reserve.
So, 442 in play?
I think 442 is in play if we stay dry in Argentina and the GMO issue and corn goes away, because the GMO issue in corn really goes back to the January report. If it goes well, not only do we not have to worry about losing exports in corn, but we don't have to worry about losing exports in DDGs, and that's the next shoe to drop. And so this is where the GMO issue in corn and now DDGs become such a big issue to the traders as we get more and more close to the January report. And again, the wheat market, I think, is terrifically undervalued. The funds are record short right now based upon the numbers I run. And so you've got plenty of short covering ready to come in, and any kind of spark could give you a nice 25 to 30 cent bounce in the wheat, and that would open up the door to even better than 442 in the March corn. I've had calls from clients this week saying, are you still on track for a 465 to 475 March futures? And Dave, if we can get those three things now that the Federal Reserve has passed and not done anything negative to the markets, I think that's still a very viable target because, in part, what's going on out in the Western Corn Belt and basis levels that are running 25 to 35 over the March futures right now.
What we did get today was a word from China that they will consider perhaps lifting some of the import restrictions on U.S. beef. U.S. beef has been restricted in China since 2003 when U.S. reported its first mad cow case, but we didn't get anything on corn.
No, in fact, Bloomberg's reported this morning that a minister or a knowledgeable person that was part of the meeting said we're not lifting the restrictions on GMO corn at this point, that we are not going to be accepting that corn at this time, and that report stated specifically that was after the meeting concluded. Now, I can't get any confirmation from that with the other Newswire people that I know personally, and I'm still working on that, but I think that has been a key element to why the corn has been held back. And I think the other big feature today has been a very notable shift away from buying corn and selling beans, which we saw earlier this week, and buying corn and selling wheat, which we saw earlier this week, to where the traders are unwinding and unwrapping those spreads and taking profits. And so the first half of the day, because we're going to have to wait for the weather update and the spread unwinding and the GMO issue to clear itself up, the first half of the day, it's nice to see, but I'll feel a lot better if we're at these price levels on the close.
All right, then, let's turn our attention to soybeans, which is essentially more of the same, big, relatively large yo-yoing between 1345, 1307, and now we're at the top of the yo-yo.
Yeah, two big things since midweek, and what we talked about with the spreads, they held in there technically, and the meal market held in there in the cash side of the equation. And I think earlier in the week, the meal market, cash traders were talking a little bit more weak, soft market going into the Christmas holiday. I have not heard that since Thursday, Dave. In fact, I'm starting to hear the exact opposite, that it's going to stay strong and that we've got too many funds that are in the market right now when the January meal goes into delivery. And so I think the meal has helped, along with the spread and the technicals, has helped keep the bull alive in the beans. Obviously, South American weather is a player, too, here, but I don't think at this stage of the game the South American weather is a major mover for the soybeans at this point. It can be in another week or two when we would really do some serious damage to the Argentine crop, and if we miss some rains down there, you know, we come back from the first of the year and we're still dry in Argentina. I think the market's going to have to do a little bit more price premium and injecting a little bit more premium in both the corn and the beans for that.
So between now and then, the soybean market continue to move sideways within the range I talked about.
I'd say a channel upward trending or upward bending channel where you have higher highs and higher lows would be probably the more likely scenario for the meal at this point. We're right in the middle of the range for the stochastics, not overbought or oversold in the weekly meal chart. And so I think the trade probably would love to see new weekly highs. The technical traders would love to see new weekly highs in the January beans and see a new high in the July Nov bean spread as well.
Let's turn our attention with the time we have left to macroeconomic concerns and let's stay in the U.S. There has been discussion that a deal was reached on a budget. However, since then, the people are lining up on both sides and saying, well, maybe not so quick. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think this keeps the dollar in a trading range. I don't think the dollar, especially in the aftermath of the Federal Reserve meeting, I don't think the dollar is changing a trend in terms of sideways to lower or sideways for the first 3 months of 2014 because there is so much uncertainty right now. And I think if we see the GDP number today for third quarter come out at 4.1%, and it says we've got extremely good growth, and we actually see the dollar go lower, that takes us back to Wednesday's trade and what you and I talked about, and it's a little bit more inflationary versus deflationary. So gold is a very big thing to watch here because physical buying by China has really picked up, and if we get the ETF money out of the way here at the end of the year and then we start to trend higher again, I think that would be a good leading indicator as to whether we have inflation for hard assets coming or not.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. January beans are 1343, up 16, and March corn 431 and three quarters, up 1 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.